Joining us now is the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell. Chris, welcome back to Victory News.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Special Counsel David Weiss will indict Hunter Biden on a federal gun charge over his 2018 purchase of a gun while he's battling drug use. Now, Hunter's lawyers are saying, hold on, we had an existing agreement that Hunter Biden has been meeting the requirements of. Chris, where is this headed? And do you think the real goal is to avoid a Biden having a trial during an election year?
That's exactly what the goal is to not bring Biden up on charges that would touch on his taxes or his business practices, because the minute they drill down on his taxes, his business practices, his foreign alien registration working for overseas companies and governments, the minute that comes up, it touches on his father. And that's what they're seeking to avoid. They want to stick to the gun charge and stay away from all the business and tax issues. And that's the real travesty.
And all the times that he flew with his father on those trips as well will come up. Now, and Judicial Watch.
Five to China.
Exactly. Judicial Watch Corruption Chronicles has a report on a group of LGBTQ plus trailblazers being inducted by the Department of Labor into the Hall of Honor, joining heroes like our 9/11 rescue workers and the amazing Helen Keller. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, this is gender ideology gone crazy. The Labor Hall of Fame points to some very heroic folks who have done things for workers' rights, and even the criteria to join the Labor Hall of Fame, you have to have an impact on millions of American workers. And so there's figures in our history who have done great things for labor. No one doubts that. But what the Biden administration has done here is taken really, you know, boutique gender ideology and attempted to palm it off as being some heroic act that benefited, you know, hundreds of thousands of Americans. It isn't. It's a gimmick. It's a stunt, and it's really a disgrace.
It really is, especially right here on the anniversary of 9/11 approaching us quickly.
Correct.
The New York Post cover says the city is telling teachers and parents you're on your own, dealing with over 19,000 plus immigrant children being injected in New York City's public education system. You heard Eric Adams, the mayor, a moment ago. He issued a warning that the illegal immigrant crisis will destroy New York City, and everyone knows it. And in another border crisis story, the mainstream media recently reported on Mexican drug cartels, Islamic terrorists working together to smuggle foreigners across our southern border. Didn't Judicial Watch break that story a long time ago?
8 years ago, Judicial Watch had original reporting detailing how ISIS operatives were using holes in our border security 8 years ago to exploit it to bring people into the country. The current situation in New York is also disgraceful. Hey, Eric Adams, why don't you try calling Joe Biden and check in with him for solutions on what he recommends? I mean, here's a real splitting point for the hard left open borders people. How do you deal with the humanitarian crisis when you've now had it brought into so-called sanctuary cities? What's the solution now?
Yeah, 10,000 per month. Try 100,000 on the southern border per month. All right, the National Review is reporting that Josh Hawley is the first senator to argue that Mitch McConnell is no longer fit to serve. Here's his comment.
If you're concerned about the president's ability to do his job, and I am, and a lot of Republicans say they are, then you've got to be concerned when it's somebody from your own party, right? I mean, it can't be sauce for the goose, but not for the gander. Is he able to do the job? I mean, he's going to have to answer that question. Do I think he should be a leader? No.
Okay, Chris, Hawley says it's time for Mitch McConnell to step down. Your response?
I think he's asking legitimate questions. We watch a befuddled and weak President Biden kind of wander around not knowing what's going on. It's very sad, frankly. It's very dangerous. And now we have Mr. McConnell kind of locking up in public and unable to communicate effectively. There's clearly some problem. And pretending it's not so, or sticking our heads in the sand, whether it's Democrat or Republican, you have to be real about what's going on. And we need capable, healthy folks in leadership positions.
Okay, I want people to know where they can learn more about you and the work at Judicial Watch. How would they do that?
The best thing to do is go to judicialwatch.org, O-R-G. Go to our website. We have tons of interesting information documents up there, and we appreciate your support, and we love being on Victory News.
Thank you, Chris, so much. Thanks for being with us today and taking the time.
Thank you. God bless you all.
God bless you.